I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
So epic. That was American Pie. And now I'm getting the legal ID to play.
It's that time of the year again where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY WONY 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving, and always make sure to keep it locked.
This is funky.
Loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Okay, that was crazy because I got to dissect a cow eyeball, and let's talk about it right now. So, I'm in anatomy and physiology, right? Because I'm going to be a physical therapist, and I'm going to be so good at my job, and so I'm in anatomy and physiology. Anyway, it's also a prereq. It's also required for my major, but anyways. So, I had to dissect a cow eyeball, and ick. I don't wish that on anyone. Because what? Pardon, let me get the headphones on so I can hear myself. Hi guys, it's me, it's NJ. My name is NJ. This is WONY 90.9 FM. You're listening to Kitchen Sink, and my name is NJ, and this is my show. And now I'm going to finish talking about dissecting a cow eyeball. Because what? Like, what? Okay, so like, we were in lab one day, right? And the dissections are usually optional, which I don't really like because I know when I'm in grad school, like, I'm going to have to dissect, like, dead people. Ugh, like, I'm not looking forward to that. But, like, so I feel like we should have to do them. But this was, like, the one that my group was like, okay, sure, let's do it. Because the prior week, we got to dissect sheep brains. And my group was like, maybe let's not do that. And I was like, I kind of want to, but like, okay. But okay, we could not cut into this eyeball because like the outside layer I'm practicing for my lab practical, which is in a week and a half, the sclera of the eyeball, that's like the outside layer, it's like the white part, it's so tough. Like, we could not cut through it. And then when we finally did, like, our lab instructor had to help, and then it was, like, icky and wet and bleh. not a fan. So that's my story about eyes. But did you know that if you have bad vision, like if you're nearsighted, right, that's when you can't see things far away, it's because your eyeball is actually like elongated. I think that's really cool. But then I'm like, how do they fix it? Because like, so it's like the image from the lens of your eye isn't going onto like all the way onto your retina because your eyeball is elongated. So anyways, that's my story. Next I'm gonna play The Devil Went Down to Georgia, because this is a song that I am thankful for, because it is so epic and awesome. And I remember this past summer, or it might have even been a weekend where I was like just home for the weekend, but I was like having a bad day, or I was having like a mediocre day, and then this song came on in the car and I was like, oh yeah, bro. Like, I could get down to this. So I'm going to play it, and I'm gonna have a really fun time in the studio listening to it, and I hope you guys all do too. Have like a little hoedown, like Miley Cyrus did in that movie. Do the hoedown, period. Okay, here we go.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, my name's Johnny. Might be a
sin, but I'll take your bet. You're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made a evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
sail on down the line about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along.
Howdy, y'all. I'm back. Okay, so we listened to The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, who I always get confused with Dave Matthews Band and that other band with that guy's name. Zach Brown? No, that's not it. Is that it? Anyways. That was that. And then Sail On by the Commodores. Is my favorite word right now. I don't know if you can tell, but I keep saying it and I think it's really funny. But okay, like I may have cried a little bit. Okay, so Sail On I put on here. Okay, I have a very specific memory associated with this song. My mom was texting me and she was like, why? Like, why this song? Did your father put it on here? And I was like, no, it's mine. And I'm like crying. But so okay, it was a couple of years ago, I don't remember how many, but it was the 4th of July, and me and my family were like driving back home, and it was my dad was driving and my mom was there, and then me and my brother were in the back, and we were just like belting the song. I don't think my dad was singing, but I know me and my mom and my brother were. And my brother was singing even though he didn't really know the words. And I'm going to start crying again. Stop. Okay, so I'm going to play Coconut Mornings by the J Band and pull myself together. Just kidding. I'm fine now because I laughed. So I don't know. It's just like a really epic memory because I was really happy and I really love my family. So that was really fun. I have another song on here that's like similar. It's like a family belt in the car kind of song. It's She by Elvis Costello, which is fun. I love singing that one with my brother because he goes crazy and it's so funny. So yeah. Okay, what's next? I said Coconut Mornings by the J Band because that's what's up next. So we'll play that. We'll change the vibe. We'll make it a little happy, fun, silly. Slay. Yay.
Come on, give it. bring the soul. Oh, oh, oh. You bring the reggae, I'll bring the rock and roll. Oh, oh. Bring the new stories, I'll bring the old. Oh. And if you walk with me, I'll find my way home.
Howdy, y'all. How are we feeling? Awesome. I've remembered I forgot to announce the favorite pies. I only got two people's answers, and they both said pecan pie, which is real. I think my second favorite. I think my mom's apple pie is my favorite, just because it's like apples, and then she does like a crumbly thing on top. I don't know if that's normal or not, because I feel like a lot of pies, they have the little crisscross, like lattice thing on it. And my mom's has little crumble guys. But when the crumble guys get soggy, that's where it's at, in my opinion. So that's everyone's favorite pies. Well, that's three people's favorite pies. Okay, so we started with Coconut Mornings by the J Band. My mom put that one on here, and she is thankful for that song because of the good vibes and the chill vibes and the it's gonna be okay kind of vibes. Slay. So that was Coconut Mornings. And then what you just heard was Unknown by Hozier. That was my song, and I am thankful for this song because it ended a friendship. Which, it's bad, I feel bad saying that, but, like, I went to see Hozier live, and that was kind of, like, the breaking point for one of my friendships, and I feel like it was good that it ended, though, so, but that was the song. That was, like, I was, like, standing there, I was, like, no, this is my moment, so, thank you, Hozier. Next, I'm gonna play Crush by Dave Matthews Band, which my mom is thankful for because it was Jack says pie is overrated. That silence was giving judgment. So anyways, Crush was the song of my mom's first apartment, and she listened to it over and over. Kudos to her. But I mean, it's also, I don't know, it's a long song, I've realized. But I'm going to play it, and then we'll see what comes next. But there will be something after that, I'm sure. So slay. So here's Crush.
Drunk. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm thinking, just know it. drop, no, I promise you. Lying under this spell you cast on me, each moment the more I love you. Crush me, come on. Times like these, when my faith I feel, yeah, I know how I love you. Come on, come on, baby. It's crazy. I'm thinking just as long. Oh,
my silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin. Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin, but I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last. May come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day. Take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
It's me, it's NJ, I'm back. Those last few were crushed by the Dave Matthews Band. Then Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens. I feel like my words are getting messed up. Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens was next. That one was one I put on here. I am thankful for this song. And honestly, this whole album, because it just, like, it's so chill. So I put it on, and it's just, like, boom. Instant, like, calm down. And I need that a lot. So it's been helpful this semester, for sure. And then She by Elvis Costello, which it's, like, a triple whammy. It makes me think of all three members of my immediate family. So, like, I think of my mom when I listen to it, because it comes from Notting Hill. And I watched that movie with my mom the first time. And then it's on, so, okay, I, like, inherited, my dad's car. It's his car, but I drive it now. Sorry, man, but this song is on a CD that's in his car. It's also on, like, a playlist that is, I think my mom made for my dad or something, or it's like a playlist, but it's like my dad's playlist in like our Apple Music from a while ago. That's on there. And then it also makes me think of my brother, because him singing the song, I love it. I eat it up every time. And he did karaoke at my aunt's house, and he sang this song, and apparently he ate. I kind of forget about that, or I forgot about it, but my mom just reminded me. But yeah, so triple whammy. Our last song is going to be New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. This one is my dad's contribution to this playlist. He said he's thankful for it because when he was at school, it always made him think of home. And I am very excited to go home. So there will be no kitchen sink next Sunday because I will be back home. So, sorry, but, like, most of the people that listen live at home, and so they will probably see me. So that's a win for them, I guess. So, yeah, here we go with New York State of Mind. I hope everyone had a great time tuning in. Tune in 2 weeks, and I think I might do, like, a classical music-themed episode, perchance. But yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. And be so thankful. Okay. Farewell, everybody. This is me signing out, but we have one more song, but then I'm not going to yap. So farewell. Have an epic day.
folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. So easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of.
Give me an O. Give me an N.
No!
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony.
That's not even a word!
All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Oh, close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too...